Look steadily at the drawing below. This picture of a cube is made up entirely of black lines in two-dimensional space. But what you perceive is a three-dimensional cube. Looking for some time at this cube produces a change in the way you perceive it, so that the face that was in front becomes the back face of a cube facing the other way. The two perceptions occur in turn repeatedly, even if you try not to let them do so, as the brain attempts to make sense of a drawing with insufficient information to settle for one interpretation or the other. It seems that perception is not just a matter of passively picking up information from the senses, but the product of an active construction process. Similar phenomena can be demonstrated using other senses. If you repeat the word say to yourself quickly and steadily, you will first hear say, 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 and then ace, ace, ace. And these two repeat themselves in turn until you stop. The point is the same. The brain works on the information received and offers possible explanations of reality without conscious effort on our part, so that what we are finally aware of is a combination of stimulation through the senses and interpretation by the brain. We generally assume that the world is as we see it, and that others see it the same way, that our senses accurately reflect an objective and shared reality as a mirror does. Of course, if our senses did not provide us with somewhat accurate information, we could not rely on them as we do. But nevertheless, it has been found that these assumptions about perception are misleading. Picking up information about the world is not a passive, reflective process, but a complex, active one in which the mind and the senses work together, helping us to construct a perception of reality. We do not just see patterns of light, dark, and color. We organize these patterns of stimulation in such a way that we see objects that have meaning for us. The complexities of perception mean that it can go wrong in many different ways. A famous doctor describes in his book what happens when the brain's ability to interpret the information it receives is seriously damaged. A patient of his was aware that he made mistakes, particularly in recognizing people, but not otherwise aware that anything much was wrong. He could talk normally, but no longer recognized his friends, and confused inanimate objects, such as his shoe, with animate ones, his foot. At the end of an interview with the doctor, he looked for his hat, but instead reached for and tried to lift off his wife's head. Simply put, he could see without understanding or interpreting what he saw, which made his visual world full of meaningless patterns of various colors.